Hello everyone. I'm just gonna make a quick video here, and this is gonna be more of a exchange of information than anything else. I want to bring to your guys' attention a couple articles, and I want to start making a database where we can start compiling this information. And I've made a email address, mgtow123@gmail.com, where I want people to start looking for these type of articles specifically. So we can start compiling this into a list and start correlating them with some of the theories that we've been putting forth. So this isn't a video of any content specifically, but I want to bring this to your attention. Now, the first article that I want to reference here is an article that I found from Booz & Co., which is just a speculative consulting firm that remarks on various trends for various for-profit companies. And I found an interesting little mini article that they wrote, and this is exactly the type of information that we should be seeking out specifically. This is titled "The Rise of Divorce in the GCC," and I'm going to read just the relevant parts here. I want my subscribers to find as many articles like this as possible and send them to the email that I just referenced. It says, quote, "The Rise of Divorce in the GCC." Divorce rates in the Gulf Cooperation Council countries have risen dramatically in recent years and continue to rise. According to analysts, the causes seem to lie in two divergent forces, modernization and tradition. And then it goes on to list the recent statistics for these GCC Gulf Cooperation Council countries. So we have Saudi Arabia at 24% divorce rate, 62% in the United Arab Emirates, 34.76% in Qatar, 37.13% in Kuwait. And it says statistical data indicates that divorce rates are almost equal to marriage rates within the 20 to 29 age group, reaching a ceiling in the 30 to 39 age group, suggesting that young couples are more likely to divorce often in the first years of marriage. And then it goes on to say, what is causing this disturbing rise and what can be done to stop it? Now, this is the interesting part here. It goes on to say modernization and tradition, causes for divorce. It says the period since the first discovery of oil 78 years ago has seen an accumulation of vast wealth. Remember what we were talking about, me and Stardust, in our videos about what Stardust coined as the mechanization effect. So it says the discovery of oil 78 years ago has seen an accumulation of vast wealth, industrialization, accelerated transition from a nomadic to a sedentary and urbanized existence. And then it says, quote, unfortunately, evidence suggests that modernization, including urbanization, could be subverting some of traditional values and practices that once held families together. Now, keep in mind, although the United Arab Emirates and countries along those lines are a good deal more secular, these are still heavily Muslim countries with a strong check on female hypergamy, namely the Mohammedan religion. And of course, not all of these countries are predominantly Muslim, but the influence is there. And then he says, quote, women's education and economic participation in the GCC region's workforce are also among the greatest catalysts of change in Gulf societies. And that's another way, that's a euphemism for saying women are increasing the divorce rate. It says, quote, as a result of their advanced education and labor market participation, many women today have a mobility they did not have in the past and a greater social, financial, and psychological independence. All of these factors combined have resulted in a dramatic increase of divorce rates. So, gentlemen, this is exactly what I want you guys to track down. And as men going their own way, we need to start highlighting these trends and showing that showing cross-cultural evidence. We can determine human behavior by finding it cross-culturally, finding it across cultures. Let's do just that, gentlemen. Find me as many articles like this as possible. Find me as many articles as possible dealing with the rising divorce rate, not only in the GCC, but in places like India, China, Singapore, etc., and wherever else in the world we're experiencing some kind of vast change from a predominantly rural environment to an urbanized, mechanized society. Let's start backing this up with evidence, gentlemen. We're going to collate this. and we're going to compile this into one massive database. So I'm looking for editors, people who are willing to write articles. I'm looking for all that. There's big plans in the works right now. So people who are interested in editing, I have a bit of an offer for you. Now, there was a video that I saw on Reddit titled something along the lines of 14-year-old, his name was Parker, I believe, stands up to his mom and goes home with dad. Now, this video is over 2 hours long, but it's an excellent exercise in something that I want to focus more on in the future. And that is how mothers manipulate their male children. And this video is an excellent exercise, just dripping with examples. And I want to test my subscribers and listeners to see how well you guys can decode female manipulation. The situation is as follows. The son and the father, who is his mother's ex-husband, was bringing his son Parker back home from weekend visitation, and the son didn't want to go back home with the mother. And what follows can only be described as a textbook classic case of narcissistic female manipulation against a boy, her son. I want you guys to decode this as thoroughly as possible, and you know, whoever does the best job, and again, mail that to mengoingtheirownway123@gmail.com. And it's not spelling out men going their own way. It's actually the actual letters mgtow123@gmail.com. Decode this as thoroughly as possible, and the best replies, I'm happy to read them on my channel. If you guys want to open up a YouTube channel or a blog, I'll be happy to popularize it on my channel. Also, I want you to find as many Man Up articles, one new one of which is in the description box. This is called, and there's a video attached, and it's extremely poignant, the conversation. This is just dripping with Man Up messages. I want you guys to compile as many videos like these as possible. The title of the article is called "Get the Hell Out of Bed, Are Men Boycotting Marriage in the American Dream?"
I'm stuck paying the alimony, I'm going to be stuck paying for child support. And it's not just legal reasons, it's also a psychological one, to where men feel that basically they don't really have rights in marriage. Women hold all the cards now in reproduction and all kinds of things, and men don't.
Well, that's all true. I mean, I agree with that completely. But it still doesn't absolve men of the responsibility to stop complaining about how the cards are against them and man up and become men, because you don't become a man until you assume responsibility.
What man would take such a raw deal? I don't consider that a man.
Well, it's not a raw deal. You derive deep satisfaction as a man by taking responsibility for other people. That's the only place you get deep satisfaction.
So men are supposed to take a really bad deal and sign their rights away, and you call that a good deal? Look, you would understand economic
rewards. Well, I did.
You did. Well, maybe that's good, and maybe you have a really good wife, but a lot of men don't feel that way.
And the video is extremely telling, and there's a guy pretty much being a white knight talking down to us, telling us it's a man's job to provide for his family, yada, yada, yada. The usual stuff, but it's important that we compile this. So, gentlemen, let's get to work. Again, we're going to compile this first at mgtow123@gmail.com. And then from then on, we're going to decide, when we have enough material, where we're going to start storing this, what the repository is going to be like. It's time that men going their own way start to get organized. As it stands right now, we're kind of this disparate conglomerate of men sharing our ideas in various different places. Let's get it centralized so that we have something to point to, some kind of resource to point to when people question our rhetoric or our information. So anybody who's interested in future editing projects, I'm looking for people to transcribe my videos as well. Let me know and expect future videos to come. Again, thank you for all the donations that I've received, and content will be forthcoming. Thanks for listening.